How's it going, friends? Ryan Stevens here, bringing you a catalyzing short to spark some thoughts, helping you ignite that potential and fuel that fire within whatever team you're a part of. Let's talk about the unspoken struggles of burnout in healthcare. As I sit here and reflect on times where I felt depleted and disheartened, I can't help but reflect on the silent battles that we as healthcare professionals face daily, our teams are challenged by. Burnout, it's woven its insidious vines into the very fabric of our profession, leaving us exhausted and drained. And in that pursuit of providing exceptional care, we often neglect ourselves. That weight of responsibility, the long hours, the constant emotional demands, they take their toll. We witness human suffering, we shoulder immense pressure, and we strive to be pillars of strength for our patients. But who tends to our souls? Burnout is not a mere buzzword. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a reality that we have to grapple with. It seeps into our lives, blurring the lines between work and personal time, and it clouds our minds, extinguishing the passion that once ignited our drive to heal. The exhaustion lingers even beyond our shifts, infiltrating our relationships, leaving us feeling disconnected. We navigate an ever-evolving landscape in healthcare where resources are scarce, expectations soar. The constant need to juggle documentation, administrative tasks, patient care, it adds to the mounting pressure. We battle against time, struggling to provide quality care within these constrained schedules. The toll on our mental and physical well-being is profound. Our bodies ache, burdened by the physical demands of our work. Sleep becomes a precious commodity. It's interrupted by the relentless call of duty in our mind. The weight of responsibility sits heavy on our shoulders, leaving us physically and emotionally drained. Yet, despite these challenges, we persevere. We continue to pour our hearts into our vocation, driven by a genuine desire to make a difference. We find solace in the moments when we see the impact of our efforts, when a patient's smile speaks volumes of gratitude, or when a life is saved against all odds. These fleeting moments remind me why we chose this path, why we keep pushing forward despite the hardships. So to my fellow healthcare providers and healthcare team members, I see you. I feel your exhaustion, your frustrations, and your struggles. Remember, you're not alone. It's crucial that we support one another, fostering a compassionate care culture of understanding. Let us advocate for change. Let's be better with work-life balance and for the recognition of burnout as a genuine concern. To healthcare organization leaders, policymakers, please take heed. Our well-being matters. Invest in resources, both tangible and intangible, that prioritize the mental and emotional health of your providers. Nurture an environment that fosters self-care, compassion, professional growth. To those who benefit from our tireless dedication, please show your gratitude. Understand the sacrifices that we make, the weight that we carry, and the toll it takes on us. Let empathy guide your interactions. Acknowledge the humanity behind the white coats, the polos, and the stethoscopes, and the scrubs. Burnout may be an ever-present specter, but together we can confront it head on. Let's rebuild a healthcare system that supports the healers and the team members, because a compassionate, fulfilled provider can deliver the best care to those in need. If this resonates with you, it can be addressed. I want to help. If I can help with your burnout challenges with your team, please reach out. I'm here to help and listen and be a resource for you.